This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
For decades, Democrats have controlled the Illinois Supreme Court, but next month, Republicans hope to work toward reclaiming a majority for the first time in more than half a century. The GOP is setting its sights on veteran Democratic Supreme Court Justice Tom Kilbride, who's seeking another 10-year term on the court. Here to help sort out what's at stake is WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Mary.
Dave, this is a campaign where voters in Will County and a swath of north central Illinois will decide whether to retain Justice Kilbride. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Well, yeah, Kilbride is from Rock Island along the Mississippi River, and he was first elected to the court back in 2000. He's a former Chief Justice. He's the longest tenured active member of the state Supreme Court right now. Most importantly, he's part of the Democrats' current 4-3 majority on the court. And in this election, you know, he's trying to cast himself as being somewhat colorblind when it comes to politics.
We're not electing judges to wear blue robes or red robes. They've got to wear black robes. They've got to be impartial. And that's the way it is.
I mean, over the years, he's left his mark. I mean, he's championed getting cameras into courtrooms. Back in 2003, he wrote the court's majority opinion that allowed for the controversial renovation of Soldier Field. And more recently, in 2016, he wrote the deciding opinion in a politically charged case that dealt with legislative and congressional redistricting, and that case broke along party lines.
Justice Kilbride's judicial retention campaign is a bit different than those we've seen in other elections. Can you give us a quick primer on how Kilbride's election would work?
Justice Kilbride represents a judicial district that covers 21 counties from Joliet to Peoria to the Quad Cities. And in order for him to get another 10 years on the court, he's got to win 60% of the vote, and that's a big lift. If he doesn't reach that threshold, he's out of office in December and a successor is appointed, and then that sets the stage for an election in 2022. Now, before Kilbride came along, this is a district that had been in Republican hands all the way since 1948. Kilbride critics like Ray LaHood, the former Republican congressman from Peoria, they think that if they can get rid of the justice, they've got a pathway then to end Democratic control of the court. And that's a string that goes back to 1969.
This is as important a race as any race in Illinois this year, because there's an opportunity for Republicans to have a shot at controlling the Supreme Court.
Now, there's another Supreme Court race in far southern Illinois to replace retiring Republican Justice Lloyd Carmire that is sort of part of this Republican threading of the needle that has to happen in order for them to reclaim the, you know, the power in the court. That seat would have to stay in Republican hands, and Kilbride would have to lose in order for the GOP to have a viable pathway in 2022.
You mentioned Ray LaHood, and there is an active push to unseat Kilbride. Who are his opponents? Why do they oppose him?
Well, Mary, one of them is billionaire Chicago hedge fund founder Kenneth Griffin. He put $2 million of his own money into this effort to defeat Kilbride. Now, the critics are bringing up this redistricting case that Kilbride was involved in, and that was very beneficial to Democrats in Springfield. And they're also saying that Kilbride is beholden to Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. Now, Madigan funded two of Kilbride's earlier judicial campaigns, and he's at it again. Late last night, the Democratic Party of Illinois that Madigan chairs put $550,000 into Kilbride's campaign.
Who are Kilbride's supporters? How do you see this race going down on election night?
Well, you know, he's gotten expected backing from trial lawyers and labor unions, the regular Democratic constituencies there. But he's also had strong and, I would argue, a little unlikely support from the Republican legal establishment in Illinois. People like former U.S. attorneys Dan Webb and Anton Valukas, former Governor James Thompson before his death, and a pair of former GOP Supreme Court chief justices. I think this campaign could be really close, particularly if Trump supporters come out in force. Trump won Kilbride's district back in 2016 with 48% of the vote. Now, on the flip side, history would seem to be on Kilbride's side, because in 19 earlier cases where justices were seeking another term, every time they won, none of them lost. And so that's a string that dates back to 1970, Mary. We'll just have to kind of watch on election night and see how this goes.